Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
Welcome to Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. It was almost a bloodbath for me last week.
Almost.
My only saving grace was taking Scotty at 550. Thank you to Dave Portnoy because I follow him on social media. It was on Saturday, and then Sunday it let me hit him at plus 380. All my other picks lost.
It happens.
It doesn't. It doesn't happen. You know why?
Nobody's beaten Scotty in the last month except Steven Yeager.
I'm okay with that.
Who you picked.
Who I picked. Yeah. I'm okay with that, and here's why. I'm not okay with the other fucking guys. Do you remember who I picked last week?
I have no idea.
It was a fucking hoagie fest. It was a goddamn hoagie fest. Do you know what that motherfucker did on Sunday?
I mean, he was, I believe, leading the tournament after Friday, but... You know, you can't really spike the football
sure
after
can.
36 holes.
Absolutely. And I didn't want to. I didn't want to. You know why? Because I had him in a fucking top 10. Leader after 36. Looking good. Top five on Sunday. No big deal. Two holes left to play. Rain comes in. Players had the option. Hey, do you want to go into the fucking clubhouse? You want to try to play this out? Hoagie says, you know what? I want to get the fuck out of here. I want to go home. I don't want to come back Monday. I want to play.
Yeah, nobody really wants to play Monday morning.
Sure don't. So what did Hoagie go and do? Sitting in fifth place at the time, goes out to 18 and says, fuck it, let's do it in the monsoon. Let's go. I want to get on my plane and get out of here. Shoots a fucking nine.
Yeah.
A goddamn nine on 18. Not only did he drop out of the top 10, that would have paid me plus 950 on that. I don't even know if he ended up in the top 20.
Listen, cryptocurrency like Hogecoin, super volatile, you know?
I mean, that's an all-time bad beat for me. I'm not pissed about Scheffler. I'm pissed about Tom Hoagie saying, no, I don't feel like playing. Let me go out there in that monsoon and try to get this done. Shoot a nine. The other part that I don't understand, and maybe you can help me out with this, he has money, but not like fuck you money. He doesn't have the kind of money to get out of the top five to, you know, 90th.
He has millions of dollars. He's won on tour.
But why risk it? Why throw $200,000 out the window just because you want to go back to the Marriott?
People make business decisions all the time, and he didn't want to work Monday. Nobody wants to work.
God damn it. Nobody wants to work these days, Tom Hoagie. You fuck. Shit. All right, with Scheffler, though, fun story, completely dominant. He's not playing in this bullshit.
Well, he's about to have a kid.
Well, let's face it. Even if he wasn't having the kid, he's not playing in this bullshit. These little team pick-ems where usually somebody wins by 30 fucking strokes every year. And we'll know the winner by Friday at like 5 o'clock.
That's not true. Last year, you'll remember Davis Riley and Nick Hardy pulled it out on Sunday.
No, I don't remember that. I remember the year before when somebody was by 30 fucking strokes going into the final round. And I was like, what are we watching here? The fuck are we watching? This is what happens at most of this shit here.
No, it's actually a loaded field this year. Rory's playing.
Rory's playing, but let's get into it with these fucking guys. Do they care? Is this just kind of like a buddy-buddy fuck-around thing?
Yeah, it's a fun event.
It is. It's fun, but it's not serious. So I don't think Rory McIlroy is going to take this very seriously.
Yeah, but that might be good for Rory. He's playing with Shane Lowry.
No, Shane Lowry's a gangster. After watching him on Full Swing, I'm all in on Shane Lowry. I just don't know if Rory's heart is in.
Team events, I think it's a, you know, it's a change of pace. These guys will actually, you know, care about the event because it's different.
Okay.
The week in, week out, you know, typical PGA Tour event. Yeah, you might check out.
All right, fuck you. You talk me into it. I'll take Rory and fucking Shane Lowry. Huh?
All right. What are they, like plus 700?
750. Plus 750 right now. Because that's not even close to the top here. I mean, not even fucking close.
Well, Xander and obviously Cantlay are the favorites.
Why is that obviously?
Ryder Cup teammates. They always play this event together. They've won this event before.
But Rory and Shane Lowry were Ryder Cup teammates who actually won the Ryder Cup.
But Xander and Cantlay are like America's dominant force.
Fuck them. Not anymore. Not anymore, dude.
No hat Pat.
Nope. Not doing it anymore. Fuck Xander Schauffele.
It's a fun event, though. They get like little walk-up music.
Do they really?
Mm-hmm.
They treat it like Live
song.
Sure, a little bit. Live. That's little bit, nice. Yeah. I like that.
We also have a live event this week.
Do we really?
In Australia.
Let's go.
Yeah.
No, I mean, let's go to it. You want to go to Australia and just show up there?
I got my passport. Let's go. I don't know if I would ever do that. Was it like 20-hour flight?
24, yeah.
I'd have to stay multiple weeks. Like, I couldn't go for a week.
It's rough. it's a rough one.
When 2 days are just full days of travel.
Yeah, it's a rough one, dude. I've done it to Europe once, and then I had to come back for a meeting, and it's not great. I couldn't imagine doubling that time and spending 24 hours just coming in and coming out. That would fuck up your system. Who do you got this week?
All right, so for the Zurich Classic, we're going with the runners-up last year, Team Canada. Nick Taylor and Adam Hadwin at 21-1.
I like him. I had him, and then I changed it when I saw your card out of the corner of my eye. I can't do it. But I agree with you. I think they'll win.
Then we're going with the Højgaard twins.
Love this pick, by the way.
Yeah.
Love this pick. And I think when you have brothers in this, because the Fitzpatricks are also in this, the little brother wants to be as good as the older brother, so he tries harder.
Well, they're twins, so, I mean, technically, yes, Nikolai is a couple minutes older.
But for the Fitzpatricks.
Yeah.
And I hate to go back to Full Swing again, keep referencing it, but they really hammered in a full episode of the Fitzpatricks and how this guy just wants to get out of his brother's shadow.
Sure, but Rasmus is also one on the DP World Tour, the European Tour. So they've both, you know, have experience. They get to, you know, team up for this event. I think they'll have fun. 23-1, I'll take that all day. And then this is a just vibes pick.
Sure.
Back in the 2018 Players Championship, we interviewed Kelly Kraft and Kevin Tway, and Team Gaines. They're homies.
Okay.
They're ride or dies. Kevin Tway actually finished third last week in the DR, the Dominican Republic, and just like the way he's trending. So 150-1.
All right.
Kelly Kraft and Kevin Tway. And then top tens on Andrew Novak and Davis Thompson and Taylor Moore and Matthew Naismith.
Proud of you for that Kevin Tway pick. I haven't heard his name in 5 years. I didn't even know he was still on the tour.
Mm-hmm.
So he's out there?
He's out there. Okay. I finished third last week.
I didn't know if this was like an exemption or something like that. So good for him.
Him and Kelly Kraft, Team Gaines.
Good for him here. All right. Look, you talked me into Shane Lowry. Ryder Cup champions, teammates, champions. Shane Lowry was awesome in that. That guy was fucking fired up. Him and Rory were trying to go after homeboy's caddy there for walking his line. Yeah, I love it. Fuck Cantlay. I hope it comes down to them.
I kind
of
wish
two
it was
of them in the finals. That would be the best.
Well, it's stroke play, so I wish it was match play. It would be a better event if it was match play. But again, obviously they're.
But do they not go off as a foursome on Sunday?
If they're in the final group,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I want. That would be fun. I'm sure Full Swing is in production right now. Let's see what happens the year after. It would just be a perfect Hollywood ending to this, and I think it would be a fucking blast. So I'm going with those guys, Rory and Shane Lowry at plus 750. And then I'm going to go real dark here. I mean, you're going brothers on yours.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do that with the Fitzpatricks because I don't believe in the other brother from Full Swing. Okay?
You don't believe in Alex?
No, I don't believe in Alex. All right. I'm going to go with Parker and Pearson Cootie.
The Cooties.
The Cootie brothers.
Yeah.
Let's go. 80-1. 80-1 on the Cooties.
They can bomb it.
We all are getting Cooties this weekend, dude. I'm all in on them. And then for funsies at 12-1, we're going to go Colin Morikawa and Kurt Kitayama. Just because, why not? I'm going to throw some Asians in the mix this week. I never like these team events. You don't mind them every year. I always hate them every year.
They're both California kids, too.
Yeah. So that's who I'm going with. Those are my three this week.
Kurt
Kitayama, I'm not amped about this. He's good.
He could ball, though. I mean, like, he played basketball.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Good mid-range jumper out of that guy?
Got a decent mid-range game.
Really?
Man. Tiny guy, but he can his handles take it to the hole.
Yeah. Asians are tiny. That's a new one. Once again, with your picks here.
Nick Taylor, Adam Hadwin, Team Canada, the Højgaard twins, and then Kelly Kraft and Kevin Tway, and then top tens on Andrew Novak, Davis Thompson, Taylor Moore, and Matthew Naismith.
Okay, perfect. And then we never do Drinking Bro of the Week on this show or Drinking Bro Sports at all.
Nor will we start.
No, we will today.
No.
We will. You know who it's going to, right?
No.
Johnny Manziel.
Why?
He got Reggie Bush his Heisman Trophy back Let's go, dude. They gave it back to him.
That's fine.
You believe that, though? He goes on a podcast. Everybody starts talking about it. He goes on Club Shay Shay.
Why do you like Johnny Manziel, but you hate Baker?
Johnny was so fun to watch that I just, I love it. I loved him so much. I still root for him. There's still a part of me that's like, man, if he could come back and just.
He'd be awful. Like
I know.
Was.
I know.
He didn't study at all.
But if he did.
He was an alcoholic.
But I love all of that.
He punched my coworker in the face.
He deserved it.
Probably.
Yeah. He deserved it. He was just so much fucking fun that, like, I can't let go of it. Like, he was our modern day Brett Favre. Because people forget with Favre. Do you know why he got traded from the Falcons?
Was he also doing some shady stuff like he did in his retirement?
Oh, worse. So
steal more money from...
In Atlanta, and I used to hear this story, and I would always shut it the fuck down. Of like, Falcons came, Brett Favre. Brett Favre used to show up at practice every day, annihilated. And when I say annihilated, I'm talking Hope Solo annihilated. The final straw from the Falcons was at the practice facility. They saw his fucking pickup truck out in the parking lot at 4 a.m. Security guard taps on the window. He was blackout drunk, couldn't make it home, but he knew where the stadium was.
He's a bad dude.
He's not great.
He's not a good dude.
He's not great. So the Falcons were like, finally, the coaching staff came out, and they were like, hey, bro, we got to get you the fuck out of here. And if you don't clean up your life, like, you're going to throw your career down the toilet. Trade him to Green Bay. He ends up turning it around and then becomes Brett Favre that we know and love. And then the dirtbaggery comes back up once he's not playing anymore.
Is there something about Green Bay that just brings out the worst in people?
It's the weather.
Okay.
Have you been?
Rodgers is bad. So Jordan Love is going to be just a total piece of shit, huh?
I think he'll be fine in that atmosphere, actually. It's mostly white dudes who don't thrive up there because there's just too many things to throw you off the fucking track there.
Well, that's what they sign up for.
Giannis is fine.
Yeah, I know. But like for the Green Bay Packers, you get a quarterback who's going to be your franchise, like just rock for the next 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
He'll get one championship, but that's it. No more, no less.
I would take the one championship at this point. For the Falcons, I would. I mean,
you're
going
to get it this year with Kirk Cousins.
Even with Big Dick Nick. Yeah, I'm sure we are. That show's tomorrow night with Derek Wolfe.
Best quarterback in franchise history, including Matt Ryan.
Oh, boy.
Kirk Cousins, he has the power of Jesus on the side.
Look, through Christ, anything is possible. I've said this on the show a million times, so I hope so. I hope so. I would be... I'll build a fucking statue in here of Kirk O'Chains. Ends up winning a Super Bowl for us. I'll put a goddamn brass bust up. The guy who made this has always offered to make us a huge one. It's expensive. If he fucking wins the Super Bowl for the Falcons, I'll buy the goddamn thing.
Okay.
All right? I'm all in on Kirk O'Chains. I hope he does well. I don't want him to fuck it up, and I don't want him to throw up the $180 million out the window to just light on fire because it's going to set a franchise back.
I guess
5 years.
A question. What is the appeal of the draft then for you? If you're not like the biggest Falcons fan anymore.
I am. I am a Falcons fan.
But Dan doesn't even really have an NFL team.
Yeah.
Why do you guys get so hyped for the draft?
It's hope. And that's what America wants. And I've said this on every show we've done on this network. The NFL draft, you weren't here for this, but one of my good friends went viral for it. Actually, when they drafted Johnny Manziel. He was the fat guy crying in the bar with the Manziel jersey and just kept hugging everybody. Threw his hat on the ground, set shit on fire, and it went viral for Barstool and all that other stuff. That was Phil Cs. You met him. He blacked out at the Marlins game.
Okay.
In the bushes.
Okay.
Same guy.
My favorite fan from the draft history is the Dolphins fan that is like kind of unimpressed by the pick, but he's like, all right. Like,
yeah. That's what it is.
All right. I guess that's okay.
So it's one day of hope. It's nowhere near the season, which I think is smart. And it gives every fan the opportunity to be like, this guy's going to change the franchise. Last year was Bijan Robinson for me. When they made that pick, I don't know if you remember this, but I dipped out the back and I cried a little bit in the bathroom because I was excited. I thought we had a guy. And then our coach said, you know what? We're not going to run him in all this year. We need to save him.
You got to save his legs for when I'm gone.
And I said he would get fired. And the coach did get fired for that.
Mm-hmm.
Now is a new season of hope. In my mind, you know what was really going on in my mind? In my mind, I hope Kirk wins the fucking Super Bowl. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I have to build the fucking bust. I hope Bijan runs the ball for 2,000 yards this year. And here's the here's the even worse, like, disgusting part of me about tomorrow night, which is why I love it, and it's part of the sickness and why everybody else loves it. I secretly hope we trade up to get Harrison. Just draft up and get Marvin Harrison Jr., line him up with Drake London, happening. And I know it's not. But this is the disgust that a Falcons fan goes through where it's just like, in my mind, I will wake up tomorrow, I will put on a fucking jersey before we come into the studio, and I will truly believe that we have an opportunity to do that because it has happened in the past. We did it with Julio Jones, and it was the same thing I said when we drafted Julio Jones. I was like, it's a Hall of Fame receiver. I believe the same thing about Marvin Harrison Jr. I hope we do it. If you want to give Kirk Cousins the best opportunity, give him Kyle Pitts, give him Drake London, give him Marvin Harrison Jr. and Bijan Robinson, fuck off. That would be the most stacked lineup in the NFC offensively, and I would be amped about that. But that's not going to happen. We're going to get Dallas Turner.
I don't really care who the Eagles draft.
Your team is good. Your team is already good. Like, you got a great running back. Who did you guys get in the offseason?
Saquon.
I mean, I don't even give a fuck. Like, to me, with how good your offensive line is, it doesn't even matter what Hurts does. Well, you can just hand off the ball to Saquon.
No more Kelsey,
but you're still going to have Devonta Smith. And who's the other guy on the outside? Big boy?
A.J. Brown.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Saquon? Bro, you're good.
Yeah, but our line's not that great. Lane Johnson's old and also one steroid out. Like, he tests positive one more time, he's gone. Like, from the league.
But who drafts the best every year? It's Howie and the Eagles, dude.
Yeah, but does he? Like, he gets a lot of credit for taking Georgia and Bama guys.
Well,
and sometimes they don't deliver.
Yeah, but if that's what it is, that's what it is. You know, I watched a segment on Ohio State today where there were 7 out of the last 9 rookies of the year have been Ohio State guys.
Yeah, our secondary is awful though. Linebackers aren't great. You know, the front's good, but that's getting old now too. Fletcher Cox on his way out.
Yeah, he retired. But isn't there somebody that you're hoping to get tomorrow?
Not really.
Really?
I have no expectations.
Well.
Or like, I need this guy.
I do. I do every year. And it's the same thing every year. The show that got deleted in 2020 was CeeDee Lamb. I was fucking CeeDee Lamb. He was right there. And Falcons said, nah, we're all good on that. We're going to draft a shitty corner. And then he went to the pick after us, which was Dallas. How's he doing in Dallas? Fucking Hall of Fame wide receiver, dude. Hall of Fame wide receiver. So it's going to be brief, guys. We have emergency drugs stashed throughout the studio. So when your teams make the wrong decisions, last year was the Cowboys, and Uncle Laser annihilated an entire 8-ball after that, so no different tomorrow. Tune in. Best night of the year. It's like Christmas for all of us, and then we'll be losers at the end of the year. But this one night is fucking pure goddamn hope. And so are these picks. If Kelly Kraft and Kevin Chue at 150-1 hits, congratulations, you can skip a mortgage this month.
You
all
just
right?
won 15 grand.
How do you want 15 grand, dude? Do it. This is it. This is why we do this show. It's all about hope. Both solo behind me and hope mentally. Love you guys. Thanks for tuning in week after week to this fucking bullshit, dude. We love it. Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star and leave a quick review. Also head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star and you can walk away. And then bet with us or against us at mybookie.com. Just make sure to use that promo code DRINKINBROS to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. For Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. These are Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. We'll see you on the links.